Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
I'm keen for you to take a look at your phone right now and maybe evaluate how many subscriptions do you have to various services. That's exactly what I want us to get some details on, because if I take a look at the subscription services I have, whether it's for streaming, some apps that I typically use and download, some website and news platforms that I try to subscribe to make sure that I get all the necessary details and news flow, all of that really does speak to household subscription expenditure. And the truth is, you might see the transaction go off once a month, but when you tally it up, hey, the numbers add up. So maybe you can share your thoughts here. How many subscriptions do you have to news websites, to streaming services? Are you one of those with Amazon, Netflix, Showmax, or any other apps that you might be subscribed to that you only really needed to use once or twice but forgot to cancel the subscription? Let us know. 063-688-0959 is where you can share your voice notes. But to help us unpack this conversation, we join further by Dorette Uster, Standard Bank's Head of Money Management and Advisory. Dorette, such a pleasure to have you again on the show, and thank you for making time.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Oh, excited to speak to you. I must tell you, as I was reading and preparing for this interview, I sat back and I thought to myself, how many subscriptions do I have? And I'm a little embarrassed to say a little bit more than 12. How do I fare in comparison to some of our other South Africans?
So unfortunately, Gugu, you are slightly at the top end of the number of subscriptions. But I think, I mean, just to give a little bit of context around, you know, how many of us actually are subscribing or at least have one monthly subscription a month. So we analyze data of our Standard Bank transactional clients. And I mean, as one of the largest banks in SA, we believe that our population is representative of what is going on in South Africans, you know, monthly spending. So in terms of three different income categories, if we look at our mass market clients, so these are typically clients that earn 10,000 Rand or less a month, about 8 out of 10 of these individuals do at least have one monthly subscription a month, and that comes to around 350 Rand a month. And then as income increases, when you go to the middle income market, it is about 9 out of 10 individuals with monthly subscriptions. And then in your highest income bracket, actually nearly 100% of us have a monthly subscription. And you know, the monthly amount, not only does the number of subscriptions increase, but the actual monthly amount that we're spending also increases.
Yeah.
But I think it just goes to show, you know, that we are very active in terms of our monthly subscriptions, and it might be a way for us to look at doing things differently to help us managing our money better.
Definitely. And this is important, right? Because we might think, oh, well, it's a 300 Rand here, 230 for Netflix, and another that, and another this, and another that for another app. But the truth is, these small numbers increase, or rather incrementally and combined, they actually add up. And that does speak to lifestyle inflation. Help us unpack what this is, but also why it matters to our overall health and financial journey.
Absolutely. And when we talk about lifestyle inflation, we're really talking about, you know, what are those things that we're spending on that's not necessarily a necessity or, you know, an absolute need, but it's more in line with, you know, a choice that we have, with something we might like, something we might choose to either do or not do. And subscription, and especially if we look at the type of subscriptions that South Africans are paying for, it's mainly streaming and entertainment subscriptions. And I think, I mean, you mentioned a few platforms earlier, like Netflix, Showmax, I mean, Disney Plus, etc. We are actually seeing that a lot of us are having the same type of subscription, so like entertainment and streaming, but from different providers. So really, this is a choice that we can have, and maybe something we can look at when we say, you know, our monthly budget is a bit tight and we're finding it hard to actually cover all the expenses when it comes to the necessities and the really the things that we need to cover. then this type of lifestyle spending, what we're talking about, subscriptions, just as an example of that, is a good place for us to start. To say, you know, many things are not in our control when it comes to our money. I mean, interest rates are not in our control, determining our salary, maybe yes. not in our control. But these things, when we start deciding on what we choose to spend our money on, things like lifestyle items, like subscriptions, is a good place for us to start to say, if we're honest, do we really need all of these subscriptions? And even that, you know, small Nyana, $50 a month, it makes a difference over time. Mm. So if we start saving this, it can actually help us on the long term, freeing up cash and actually doing well financially.
100%. You mentioned something so important is reviewing your subscriptions, right? And I've just counted mine. I still need to go back and do the maths. But that's the secret to actually ensure that we fully understand, you know, what it is that we subscribe for, if you actually need it. And most importantly, how much we're spending on it, Dorette. How do we need to do this?
No, absolutely. And I think, I mean, the first step is actually, you know, just looking at what are we actually doing and understanding that. And I think, I mean, you took such a powerful first step today, because that's already a first step on,
thanks, Dorette.
You know,
I'm a bit embarrassed about it, because I'm like, ooh, I should know how much I'm spending on these
subscriptions. I'm proud of you. Please don't be embarrassed. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
So, and I think also, you know, to our listeners, like, money sometimes can feel so overwhelming mm-hmm. and, you know, it's such a complex topic. So where do I start? Just give me one thing that I can practically do that can actually make a difference over time. And that's exactly what we're talking about here. So the first step is just review your subscriptions. I mean, take a look in the mirror and see what's actually going on. And then, I mean, also an important thing is what we've often found clients contacting us about is when they do review their statements, they often find debit orders and, you know, fraudulent stuff that has been put on their accounts yes. that they weren't even aware of. And it's the small amounts like the 99 Rand, the 50 Rand that we don't, you know, are not conscious of, that actually adds up to a lot over time. Yes, it can be subscriptions that we actually opted into, but why don't we use that same power and we flip the switch and we say, if we start saving these small amounts, you know, it actually happens unconsciously, if I can put it like that.
Yes.
But it starts building up our savings. And at the end of the year, when we look at our account and, you know, our savings account that we've put this into, it can actually add up to a significant amount. So things like scheduling an automated transfer or automatic payment into a savings account, you know, things like the banking app at Standard Bank, we've got the Standard Bank app. You can very easily do it on your transactional account. You schedule, you know, every month, let's say your salary comes in on the 20th. On the 21st, there's 100 Rand that goes into my PureSave account. And I do this automatically. We're actually starting to use the power of this automated spending that's biting us a little bit when we look yes. at the subscription data to work to our advantage. So it's a powerful way where we can take a first step that's in our control towards better finances in the future.
100%. And I think this is so important because, as you say, you know, we might focus on the cups of coffee a day, but it's that other spending that's happening in the background that we've signed up for that we also can control. I'm also keen to understand, is there a way to either use budgeting tools to also make sure that we control and track the spending, but maybe even negotiating for lower costs or bundled services if possible?
Yeah, absolutely. So definitely, if we look at the type of subscriptions, I mean, that we know that we are keen on, if we have subscriptions from the same company, I mean, is there a bundle offering? Can we get a better price? Can we negotiate? You know, if we want to leave them, often companies offer you a better deal. So that's probably something that's worthwhile looking at. But also thinking about, you know, broader spending. What are things that is available today that's already, you know, that we can make use of? So I'm going to use the Standard Bank app. I mean, there's zero fees to use the Standard Bank app. So it's a subscription-free app, which is good news. On there, we've got something called the Budget Tracker. That's part of our money management tools. And that automatically helps clients categorize their spending so that you can actually see, okay, I'm spending this amount of groceries. When I go into that category, where am I actually spending and where my money is going? And through just this help of automatic classification and just, you know, making sense of your monthly spending, it's a very powerful way where you can get insights into your habits.
Yes.
And, you know, where you might be going a little bit overboard or where you might not be giving enough attention to, just to start making sense of it. Because looking at, you know, a account statement or an Excel spreadsheet can be very overwhelming.
Mm.
So there are tools on the banking app that we can already use today that can just help you get a little bit of insight. And from there, what are then some of the basic, you know, simple decisions that we can make to just say, okay, I'm going to take this down a little bit. I'm going to improve my savings here. I'm going to put an automated transfer into a savings account. And just that small things, you know, it's often we overlook the power of small things.
Right.
And it definitely is true when it comes to our money. So small amounts grow to big amounts over time because of things like compound interest and all of those things that we can actually get to benefit us. So small steps is actually how you get to walk a long journey over time. And really what we're after here is giving our clients and individuals and South Africans practical tips to take charge of their money. You know, if we look at just, you know, South Africans in terms of savings, we published an article a while back to say middle and high income individuals in South Africa, about a third of them, so one in every three, have got no cash savings available.
Oh, no.
So
even emergency savings. None.
Emergency savings, yeah. So none. So when we look at things like, you know, the use of credit cards, the use of personal loans, and how we can get caught in debt traps very easily, having some cash savings available is a cornerstone of how to manage your money, you know, effectively and responsibly over time. So really the focus is here, if that is what we need to help South Africans with. And I mean, as a Standard Banker, we're very passionate about Africa as our home. We drive a growth.
Yes.
So how do we help ordinary South Africans take easy steps and actually make a big difference over time? And this is one of it. So if we need to fix things like, you know, building savings, what are some of the things that we can look at that we're doing today that we might not be aware of? Because like you rightfully say, we don't check our accounts every day. We don't, you know, go and specifically count the number of subscriptions we've got. But just highlighting this, to plant a seed, to plant a thought, to maybe say here's a way where you can start taking small steps to actually walk that journey over the long term.
100%. Dorette, it's always a pleasure speaking to you. And what I appreciate is that you've told us that it's not impossible to take control of. We can also definitely speak to our financial advisors within banks like Standard Bank and many others just to give us some guidance as to, hold on, how do I need to take care of this effectively? So thank you again for all your time this evening and the guidelines you've shared with us, and at least taking the fear and the anxiety away of double checking not only the number of subscriptions we have, but how much we're spending on them and re-evaluating just exactly how many of these might be needs and others that can be renegotiated. Thank you again.
Thank you. Thanks so much. And I mean, thank you for being brave enough to share your number of subscriptions. You definitely help me and the listeners. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Such a pleasure. Dorette Uister, Standard Bank's Head of Money Management and Advisory, joining us this evening to understand how best we need to manage our subscriptions and the costs that we have. So really, really important. Do share your thoughts as well on all things to do with subscriptions. I do see that we have a quick message that's come through here via WhatsApp from Jazz Minister. It says, good evening, Kaipers. Mina, I really enjoy the conversation with Kilebogile. I think you mean Kerabilwe Nongyana during the market update. I'm also happy to see the rand being under 18. You and me both, Jazz Minister. Now, the WhatsApp continues to read, as for subscriptions, do you think they are the new form of modern debt? They really tried to trick us into the free trial. It's so easy to sign up, but hard to cancel. Thank you, Dudu from Grahamstown. Hey, Dudu, you onto something there. And I think this perhaps is another conversation for us to have, right? But, and you're right. When I think of the number of subscriptions to apps that I've had to use once or twice or just for a short period of time, next thing I'm paying for this thing month on month on month on month. Yeah, no.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.